Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. We're going to talk some college hoops. Give us a text on the KFBC text line, 630-2266. Go to the phones and visit with our next guest, Doug Gottlieb, host of the Doug Gottlieb Show, heard right after the Sports Zone on KFBC. Doug, what's happening today, man? How you doing?
Ready. Really, really ready for March, right?
Definitely so, man. Wanted to throw a couple things at you. There's a lot big topic around here, Mountain West area, about Player of the Year. You know, Josh Adams is having an incredible year. Pokes, though, are having an off season. What do you think is win loss record? Should it be a high criteria when you're talking about Player of the Year, or should it be the statistics? What are your opinions on that?
I do think that the object of a sport is to win in that sport, right? I mean, I think it's all part of the, if one player is so statistically dominant, then obviously that can balance out some. But generally, you have to reward guys whose teams win. And, you know, look, Josh is averaging almost 25 points a game, plus he's averaging 4 assists a game, which is he still second in the league? Second in the league in assists as well?
Yes.
And I mean, those numbers just, they jump out at you. Now, the problem with that is that San Diego State has dominated this league, but they do so in a completely different way. They do so with defense, and who do you give it to from San Diego? So if you want to give it to Josh Adams, I got no problem with it. I trust the coaches in the league much more than fans. Yeah. And so if the coaches tell you that Josh Adams deserves it, then Josh Adams deserves it.
There's another thing going around. You know, the Mount West is cutting its conference tournament to 8 teams, so 3 teams will be left at home next season. I had no problem with this when it first came out, but when it came out, we didn't know that the coaches were really blindsided by a vote that was taken when the coaches told their athletic directors and presidents, hey, you know, we aren't in favor of this. Well, they go to vote at their meetings, and they're voting on moving the tournament from the Thomas and Mack to the MGM. Well, lo and behold, they took another vote, the presidents did, to cut the tournament to 8 teams. How does this make the Mountain West look, the fact that they did something without the coaches backing on this? I know presidents make the decisions, I get that, but for the coaches to be unanimous in saying we don't like this, it's got to be a bad look for the Mountain West.
I think so. Look, I think it's a hard one because when you cut 3 teams out, like if it was this year, you'd either have Wyoming or Utah State, right, be the other team that's left out. I just think the format can be changed to which you don't need to cut anybody out. You just need to give byes to whoever wins the league and give them the best possible chance to succeed. The problem with it is, you know, the cost of another day in the building obviously doesn't match up with whatever you're making from TV or from ticket sales. So it's one of those deals where the Mountain West has done this before, where I think they have the best intentions at heart, but I'm not necessarily sure if they've seen the long-term ramifications of it. And I'll give you 2 or 3 things that coaches will tell you. One, every game's important because they all want to get wins. They all want to get as close to 20 wins as possible, right? And it keeps everybody employed. Secondly, they want to get close to 500 because that frees them up to play in tournament play. So you have those two to postseason tournament, not just NCAA tournament, but you got CIT, you got CBI, you got NIT, and then you got the new tournament in Vegas, the whatever it's called in Vegas that we're putting on our air on CBS Sports Network. So they want to get as many opportunities to get to 500 as possible. And to not even go to your conference tournament, like, ooh, that's a stinger. This is a lot like when they moved the conference tournament to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And the logic was, I think they got a really good deal on the building. The conference offices were in Denver. Like, all that stuff made sense. Nobody wanted to go to Denver to go see the games. So sometimes logic doesn't have enough foresight. And I would tend to agree with the coaches that, like, can't we just jimmy-rig the bracket around in order to get the right number of teams so that everybody can play on one day, and then the, you know, then the there isn't, you know, like if I'm San Diego State, I'd much prefer, let me play the last place team in the league the first day, then have a day off, and then play in the semifinals. Mm-hmm. Like, that to me sounds like a better plan than giving teams a bye. Like, I actually don't like having a bye. Anyway, the point is, does I think it makes it look bad? No, because honestly, I'm not sure any other coach or any other fan base particularly cares about the Mountain West. But I think within the Mountain West, I do think it's a bad look because it's not incorporating the coaches into a decision that directly affects their job and their teams.
Doug Gottlieb, our guest, host of the Doug Gottlieb Show on CBS Sports Radio, heard right here on KFBC, right before the Sports Zone. Doug, San Diego State is sitting there with 20 wins. Like you said, they've dominated this league. But if they don't win the conference tournament, never happened before where a regular season champ's left out of the NCAA tournament, but if they don't win the conference tournament, and let's say they lose another Mountain West game, are they a bubble team, in your opinion, or are they in?
Well, you know, a bubble team can be in. I think they should be.
Yeah.
I can't tell you unequivocally what the committee thinks. But it's interesting that, like, you look at how much they've dominated this league, right? And, you know, the argument that, like, a Wisconsin fan would make, like, hey, we won, we're 10-1 here in the last 11 games. It's like, okay, well, what if I told you that San Diego State is, you know, they're 14-2 in their last 16 games, and if they finish off their schedule with a win over New Mexico on the road and UNLV at home, you know, what if you've won 16 of 18 games and you win one game in the Mountain West Conference Tournament, I would expect them to get in. Doesn't mean they won't be on the bubble, but I would expect them to get in.
It's amazing how far this league has really fallen, though. What was it, 2-3 years ago when it was, you know, one of the top two conferences, according to RPI, in the country, and now we're talking about, you know, possibility of the regular season champ. I agree with you, they should be in, but maybe not getting in unless they win their conference tournament. But this conference has really fallen the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, I think you have a confluence of events, to be honest with you. I mean, first, San Diego State is they're not as good as they thought they would be. I mean, Shrigley was hurt early. Malik Pope hasn't lived up to expectations. You're starting a freshman point guard. And a couple of teams that they thought were going to be that they played early in the season. Like, you know, you lose to Grand Canyon. Like, oh, we lost to Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon ends up being really good. You lose to Arkansas Little Rock. Arkansas Little Rock ends up being really good. So there's a couple of those things. But then you look at, I mean, the big thing is that New Mexico has really fallen off since Steve Alford left. And UNLV hasn't been good enough. Dave Rice lost his job. Like, those are the three premier programs. You know, Wyoming was front-loaded last year with a senior-laden team. Wyoming leveling off was expected. And then I think you add in the fact that Utah State and San Jose State were low-major teams, and they stepped into a big league, and they haven't really been altogether too competitive. I think those two, I think the bottom kind of falling out, and then the top teams leveling off, I think, is really what's changed this conference perception. I would also tell you that, while you're right, conference RPI-wise, they were one of the top leagues in the country. It's one of those, now you're starting to see why RPI didn't make sense then. It wasn't really ever one of the top three leagues. Just the numbers would skew it that way, just like it's not really now one of the bottom 10 leagues. Just the numbers will skew it that way.
Before I let you go, got to ask, being an Oklahoma State grad, favorite establishment to frequent while you were in Stillwater down on the Strip?
Wormy Dog Saloon.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, penny beer.
Heck yeah.
$5 get in. I think that's a no-brainer.
I was a Murphy's guy. I was a big fan of that. Yeah, I mean, everybody loved Murphy's, but I mean.
Yeah, well, for people who don't know what we're talking about, so Oklahoma State, there's basically Eskimo Joe's that people talk about, and then there's the Strip that has all the bars, and you do the Wormy Dog, or you do whatever bar you wanted, and then you would do, But then you would usually close the night out at Murphy's. So I would agree there.
Dynamite. Good stuff. Doug, I appreciate the time very much. Enjoy March. Thanks, man.
Anytime.